Hello world, my name is Dr. Kulmeet Kandas and I'm a primary care physician for the last 27 years. In this video, we'll be discussing everything about vitamins. Vitamins have been confusing not only to the physician and also to general public because there is a lot of confusing information which is available. In this video, you will know what vitamins are, why do we need it, what are the diseases it can happen if you run higher level of a particular vitamin or you have a deficiency of a vitamin, and what particular process in the body it controls. This body is very magical. Let's understand the whole vastness of this body. It is estimated that a medium-sized average human being contains about 35 to 37 trillion cells, not with B, with the trillion cells. And it is also estimated that in each cell, there are about 10,000 chemical reactions happen every minute. So now, 37 trillion cells, 10,000 reactions per minute, and you figure it out in a 24-hour basis, how vast this chemically this body is. This body is magical, and every process happens to perfection, and there is nobody who is controlling it. What is the importance of vitamin? It is estimated that vitamins affect this vast chemical factory. We have not been precisely measure each vitamin's cost effectively, and also have not been able to come up with a reasonable intervention other than some anecdotal evidence and some research. But it has been a complicated process that has led to a lot of pseudoscience, myths, and a lot of complications. Vitamins, basically, we could divide into two kinds, fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble vitamins. That has nothing to do with its solvency. It is about how and where our body stores. The vitamins which are stored in our fat cells are called fat-soluble vitamins. Those are A, D, E, K. Water-soluble vitamins are B and C. See, fat is distributed all over your body inside the muscle. All these fat-soluble vitamins, because of their vastness of the fatty tissue, they are stored in the body in abundant amount, and also they are held there for a long time. So chances of getting deficiency of fat-soluble vitamin represents extreme condition. Say, for example, in certain parts of the world, vitamin A deficiency is endemic because of the dietary changes. Also, in United States, but 80% of us have low vitamin D level because new comforts in life have changed the way we live. Our life is very comfortable. We do not get into the sun, and we are suffering from low vitamin D and its complications. What is the difference between fat-soluble and water-soluble vitamins? As I said, fat-soluble vitamins are stored in the body, and getting deficiency of these are very low. Also, in reverse, if you are deficient in vitamins which are soluble in fat or stored in fat, you have to take it for a long time before you start seeing the benefits. Vitamin D has been linked with seasonal depression in the areas where it snows and the sun is not up. And if you start replacing in people who have vitamin D deficiency in the summer, so that by the time the winter hits, if their vitamin D stores are replaced, there is less incidence and prevalence of depression. Or fat-soluble vitamins needs to be taken for a long time before the stores are depleted. Whereas vitamin B and C, which are water-soluble, you consume it, your body gets it instantaneously. But reverse side is, because they are water-soluble, they are easily filtered out of the body, and you are more prone to develop deficiency of water-soluble vitamins. We will be discussing fat-soluble vitamins and also water-soluble vitamins in detail. Let's take fat-soluble vitamins. Vitamins in general are organic chemicals which are needed for all the crucial chemical reactions which are happening in our body and individual cells. They help us for the cell growth, cell maintenance, cell repair, our nerves, our muscles, our collagen tissue, our skin, and nervous system are more prone to the effects of these vitamins. Further, bones, which forms the kind of architect or skeleton of our body, depends heavily on vitamin D. These vitamins help, number one, in cell growth, cell repair, and cell proliferation. Number two, they modulate immune system. Number three, they protect you from the harmful free radical acting as antioxidants. They promote healthy growth. So they are also involved in red cell proliferation, your white cell being affected, and also your muscle strength, your beauty of your skin, nails, joints, and bones. Vitamin A. Vitamin A is the first fat-soluble vitamin which we will discuss. And this thing is primarily involved in the function of eyes and your skin. If you run deficiency of vitamin A, you will develop dryness in your eyes, which we call xerophthalmia, and later on you could have night blindness because it is required for the pigment which helps us to accommodate from low light, from high light to low light or low light to high light. And also it is found in plenty in liver, dairy, and beta carotenes, which are fruits, vegetables, and especially your carrots. Next vitamin is vitamin D. I think vitamin D is a video in itself. If you are interested more in vitamin D, we have a playlist for vitamin D. Please check it out. But vitamin D is involved in multiple processes. It is involved in regulation of your immune system, your muscle strength, your bone strength, and it's also intricately involved in the cholesterol, and it is found abundant in nature. Our skin, when exposed to UV light, can produce vitamin D. If you are sitting in a sun but not exposed to your body parts to the sun, your skin will not be able to help you. Then how much pigmentation you have also determine how much vitamin D your body can produce. If you're Caucasian, you probably doesn't need more than 10 to 15 minutes of exposure to sunlight to get full dose of daily vitamin D. But if you are brown or a black man, you will need 40 to 45 minutes of exposure to sunlight. Get yourself checked and take vitamin D. It will improve your immune system. It will improve your cholesterol. It will make your bones stronger and you will live healthier. We have been supplementing vitamin D into different foods so that you don't run deficiency of that. Next is vitamin E. Vitamin E is a natural antioxidant which is found in nuts, seeds, vegetable oils. Because our diet is rich enough, we rarely develop deficiency of vitamin E. High doses are a problem because you are high risk to develop blood clotting. Next is vitamin K. Vitamin K is found abundantly in green leafy vegetables, vegetable oils, and fermented foods. Again, deficiency is very rare. Now we will discuss about water-soluble vitamins. Vitamin C is very beneficial. It's supposed to support your immune health, it supports your skin, wound healing, and also it's found abundantly in your citrus, strawberries, bell pepper, broccoli. Deficiency of vitamin C was very common in olden ages, but it has not been happening anymore because of better understanding and better food availability. Vitamin B is so very complex. There are multiple vitamins in this vitamin B complex group. The first is thiamine. Thiamine is a very important hormone which is essentially involved in energy metabolism. If you have deficiency of vitamin B1 or thiamine, you will be feeling very weak and tired. It's primarily available in whole grains, pork, and legumes. Next is vitamin B2, which is riboflavin. Again, very intricately involved in energy production, skin health, and is found abundantly in eggs, green vegetables. Vitamin 3, niacin. This also is very important in energy production and DNA repair. This is highly abundant in wheat, fish, and whole grains. This is a hormone very rarely we get into deficiency, but these days, recently, there has been some studies that niacin has been linked to make you live longer in the form of nicotinamide. People have been consuming a lot, and we have a lot of cases recently with the niacin overdose. Next, vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. It's also involved in your fat metabolism. It is found abundantly in all foods. Next one, B6, is pyridoxin. It is involved on amino acid metabolism and also neurotransmitter synthesis. It is found abundantly in your meat, fish, and potatoes. Number 7 is biotin. Deficiency of it is very rare. Again, biotin is very much involved in the metabolism of fatty acids. See, this B complex group is involved in energy metabolism through affecting your carbohydrate metabolism, your fat metabolism, or your protein metabolism. Next is B9 or folate. This thing is very, very important for your red blood cells and DNA synthesis and cell. Very rarely we develop deficiency of that, but certain group of our patients, whether it's elderly and pregnant women, they are on certain medications. You could develop folate deficiency, but it is rare. If you are consuming green leafy vegetables, legumes, and fortified foods, chances of you developing is very less likely. Next is vitamin B12. Again, vitamin B12, like folate, is involved in DNA synthesis and repair, especially your brain cells, your nerve cells, and also your red blood cells. If you run deficiency of vitamin B12, you are more prone to develop memory losses. You are more prone to develop numbness, tingliness, which we call peripheral neuropathy, anemias. It is a very simple test, and most of the time, your primary care physician will order it on a routine basis and we screen it as a part of your normal physical. It is found abundantly in the animal food, which is meat, fish, poultry. But with now the craze of going vegans and vegetarianism, the chances of vitamin B12 and the incidence is increasing, but it goes to the same paradigm no matter which disease process you study. If you stick to the nature, let's understand how we used to eat 50 years ago. 50 years ago, we eat seasonal foods which were available. We get out of the house, which let us get exposed to the sun. We ate what was available. The abundance of food has given us choices. We are making wrong choices. We are picking up the food based on taste, not what our body craved, and gave us a clue to consume this kind of a food or not to consume this kind of food. Now, prosperity and improvement of quality of life has given us multiple benefits, but this is the side effect that we are not consuming balanced diet, leading to either we are going pure carnivorous diet, which is meat, or going to vegan only plant, but the balance lies in the middle. We need to eat balanced food. Follow your instincts. Eat fruits, vegetables, legumes, meat, dairy in moderate quantity, and chances that you will not develop any kind of vitamin deficiency. I hope this video was informational. My goal is to simplify healthcare. If you have any question, please do not hesitate to comment so that I could answer them personally. I answer all your questions once a week. And also, if you could subscribe to our channel, it will help us to grow and keep us motivated. Thank you very much.